I believe the church must get back to this one element, and that is preaching the gospel of Christ under the anointing and inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We must preach with boldness, preach it with power, preach it full of the Holy Ghost. We must preach it with conviction because, folks, it is the answer. Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's good to be back with you here today on Truth in Fact. We are in the book of Acts, chapter 14, and verse 9 says, "This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, 'Stand up straight on your feet,' and he leaped and walked." And what we see here is a miracle of God taking place in this crippled man's life. He never knew how to walk before. He was born crippled. And we see that Paul is simply doing this. He's preaching the Word of God. The Word of God is the power of God. And I believe the church must get back to the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. We are doing everything else today, but what about the gospel? Jesus Christ is the answer. So why don't we preach Jesus? You know, when Philip went down to Samaria, he preached Christ to them. Listen, he did not preach humanism or psychology. He didn't bring in some special act or performance. He simply preached Christ. He preached the gospel. He preached the Word of God. Listen to what the Bible says. "And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip." In other words, they heard, they responded, they listened, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For what? "Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city." My friend, the gospel brings joy. I remember when I responded to the gospel, God saved me, washed my sins away, cleansed my heart. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I belong to God. And you know what the result of that was? Not only was the burden of sin lifted up off of me, but now I have the joy of God in my heart. There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Yes, the gospel brings joy to the heart, to the soul, to the life. My friend, I just simply believe the church must get back to this one element, and that is preaching the gospel of Christ under the inspiration and the anointing of God. Can you imagine if every church in America, in the whole world, would get back to that one thing? And therefore, we must preach with boldness. We must preach it with power. We must preach it full of the Holy Spirit. And we must preach it with conviction because it is the answer. John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," my friend. And that is so true. The truth has set me free. It's not that we're trying to work up signs and wonders. The signs and wonders should follow the preaching of the Word of God. The emphasis of the early church was the preaching of the gospel. They prayed that God would grant them boldness to speak the word. So let's stick to the preaching of the gospel of Christ. I believe if our focus would be this one thing, then the other will fall into place. Many times the church gets its priorities out of place. Our emphasis seems to be on many things today rather than the authoritative preaching of God's word. It's almost as if we think it's not enough or the word is not sufficient. But my friend, the gospel is sufficient. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. Everyone that believeth. God intended that the preaching of the word be accompanied by miraculous signs to confirm the truth of the gospel. In this way, the Lord worked with his people and bore witness to the truth of the message. My friend, such confirmation of God's grace with signs and wonders is no less needed today as we face the powers of darkness and the demons of hell. My friend, people say we don't need it today, but I disagree. We need God's power. If we've ever needed it before, we need it now.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.